Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. 2022 marks the centennial year for the great singer Judy Garland, and I've been celebrating her on this show for the last few months. This week, I'll be celebrating her yet again in the third and final episode in a Judy Garland series. Last time, we looked at her singing career on film, and this week I want to focus on her post-1950 work, when she bounced back several times after hitting rock bottom. Coming up, I'll showcase Garland's reinventions as both a recording artist and a stage performer, including a look at her award-winning concert at Carnegie Hall in 1961. It's Judy Garland's comeback, coming up next on Afterglow.
Now that it's your birthday, I don't know what to do. Can't give you a Thunderbird or a penthouse with a view. Can't even buy a little present. I'm much too broke, I find. But there is one way I may save the day. And I sure hope you don't mind that. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness. Give you anything.
can't give you anything. I can't give you anything but
Judy Garland in 1958 with the Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields song I Can't Give You Anything But Love, with an added verse likely written by Garland's music director Roger Edens that comes from her capital LP Judy in Love, arranged by Nelson Riddle. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're featuring some of the post-1950 work of singer Judy Garland. 1950 was a turning point for Judy Garland's career. It was the year that she was dropped by the film studio MGM, the place where she forged her career. It wasn't without reason, either. She had become increasingly unreliable behind the scenes, struggling with addiction and mental illness. It seemed to many that Garland's career was over, but as we'll discuss, a completely different side of her career was only just beginning. The post-1950 career of Garland was one marked by several comebacks. She became a revered studio recording artist for Capitol Records, a star on television, and most of all, a much-celebrated live performer. Her live shows became legendary, attended by show business elite, along with mobs of adoring fans. This period in particular was the time that Judy's gay male fan base grew. Garland became one of the first so-called gay icons, and this association has become such an integral part of her story, as well as her continued legacy throughout the decades. Many authors have examined this relationship between Judy and the many homosexual men who adored her. This particular fan base seemed to love her not despite her troubles, but often because of them. As Garland biographer Manuel Betancourt put it, quote, "Her voice carried within it an invocation of shame, tragedy, desire, longing, and rejection that felt all too familiar to men and women who'd found themselves at the mercy of a society who mocked and discarded them," end quote. Garland's ability to overcome, to bounce back stronger, despite the gossip, the strife, and the shame, made her revered among an audience who could relate. Friend of Dorothy became an underground slang term for a gay man, referring to Garland's iconic role as Dorothy Gale in The Wizard of Oz. The Stonewall Riots in June 1969, the starting point of the gay liberation movement, began the night of Judy Garland's funeral on June 27th, a connection that's probably more of a coincidence than a cause, although many people who were involved in the riot had attended the funeral earlier that day. And of course, the rainbow, a symbol of gay pride since the late 1970s, has long had an association with Garland, thanks to one of her most recognizable songs. Here is a studio recording of that song from this late period of her career. This is Judy Garland in 1955 with Over the Rainbow on Afterglow.
Wish upon a star.
not afar behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops, away above the chimney tops, that's where.
Judy Garland from her 1955 album Miss Show Business and a performance of one of the most enduring songs in her career, Over the Rainbow. As I said earlier, 1950 was the lowest point in Garland's life. Increasing struggles with addiction and mental illness got her dropped from an MGM film she was working on, which was later followed by a publicized suicide attempt, a release from her contract at MGM, and later that year, a divorce from her husband, Vincent Minnelli. The following year, 1951, her first comeback came on the radio, as she made several successful appearances with Bing Crosby on his radio program. The two were old friends who had recorded together several times in the 1940s. Unfortunately, these 1951 radio duets are really hard to find in print today. Based partly on her recent radio success, Judy Garland was then asked to perform in London at the London Palladium, a move that would revitalize her career as a concert performer. She spent 4 months performing in England in 1951 to rave reviews. A reviewer from the Evening Standard praised Garland's performance as being better than her material, saying that she has, quote, emerged from the shadows to find that the public likes her as she is, even more than what she was. The show itself was a co-creation between her music director Roger Edens and musician Oscar Levant, and it was less of a traditional concert as much as it was an old-style vaudeville performance along the lines of something Al Jolson would have done in the 19-teens. It was a show steeped in nostalgia, not just for Judy's own past, most of the songs were her old MGM film songs, but also for show business past. In fact, in one of the numbers, an olio medley of her past hits, she introduces it by placing herself in the tradition of a minstrel performer. Now, scholars such as Brian Currid in his article Judy Garland's American Drag have unpacked some of the racial implications of Garland, a white singer performing for a largely white audience, aligning herself with the racist tradition of minstrelsy. After all, Judy did don blackface in several MGM films, and that fact remains a stigma on her reputation today. However, among many things that have to do with her early film career as a teenager, she didn't necessarily have much of a choice over how she was portrayed on screen. That said, this reference to minstrelsy is a little more complicated. It's clear that Judy Garland considered herself first and foremost to be a traditional American stage performer. And if you look at the history of American popular music, Minstrelsy, warts and all, marks the very beginning of America's own unique popular music performance tradition, and Judy is just placing herself in that lineage. Here's Judy Garland with that number now, as it was recreated in 1955 on her studio album titled Miss Show Business. This is Judy's Olio Medley on Afterglow.
For almost 20 years, I've been a minstrel girl, singing for my supper in the throng. And in that time, my world has been a minstrel world, and the history of my life is in my songs. Gay songs, sad songs, good songs and bad songs, new songs, old songs, shy songs and bold songs, dusk songs, dawn songs, show must go on songs, ever so smart songs, and oh, my broken heart songs. I've got so many songs, I don't know what to do except to sing a few of them for you. Would you like to hear? You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you, and all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. Tell you, I didn't want to tell you. I think you're grand, that's true. Yes, I do, deed I do, you know I do. I can't tell you what I'm feeling. The very mention of your name sends my heart reeling. You know. Bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing every Susie and Sal. They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two or three or four or more. Can I ignore the boy next door? I love him more than I can say. Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me, and he never sees me glance his way. And though I'm heart sore, the boy next door affection for me won't display. I just adore him, so I can ignore him. My heartstrings, from the moment I saw him I fell. Chuck, chuck, chuck went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Pop, pop, pop went the wheels. Stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me and it was grand.
Several of Judy Garland's film songs assembled into a number called Judy's Olio Medley. We heard, in order, You Made Me Love You from the 1937 film Broadway Melody of 1938, For Me and My Gal from the 1942 film of the same name, and The Boy Next Door and the Trolley Song, both from the 1944 film Meet Me in St. Louis. That recording comes from her 1955 Capitol LP, titled Miss Show Business, which was largely a recreation of her live shows that she had initially made at the London Palladium in 1951. The London Palladium concert performance led to an even more successful run of shows at the Palace Theater in New York in 1951, a Broadway theater that opened as a vaudeville house in 1913. Throngs of fans flocked to the shows, and every publication in town gave her rave reviews. A review in Life magazine said, quote, "Almost everyone in the theater was crying, and for days afterwards, people around Broadway talked as if they had beheld a miracle," end quote. Her engagement there ran for 4 months. In addition to performing some of her past MGM film songs, like she did at the Palladium, Judy also added to the bill another medley called Judy at the Palace. This particular number extolled the legacy of that old vaudeville theater, while also featuring some traditional vaudeville numbers, like Shine On Harvest Moon and My Man, as well as alluding to vaudeville's past. Again, this was just yet another nostalgic way that Judy celebrated the history of American music, while also placing herself within that lineage. Here's a recording of that medley that she made in 1960 for the album The London Sessions. This is Judy Garland with Judy at the Palace on Afterglow.
I played the stage, the Capitol, but people said don't stop until you've played the Palace. You haven't played the top. For years I had it preached to me and drummed into my head, unless you play the Palace, you might as well be dead. A team of Hoofers was the headline at the Majestic down in Dallas, but they canceled the day. Their agent called to say you can open the bill at the Palace. So it became the Hall of Fame, the Mecca of the trade. When you had played the Palace, you knew that you were made. So So I hope you'll understand my wondrous thrill. 'Cause Vaudeville's back at the palace, and I'm on the bill. And all around me I hear voices that I can't ignore. The voices of the stars who played the palace long before. The stars who entertained you until the rafters rang. You don't need their names, for the whole world acclaims them. For the one wonderful songs they sang. Shine on, shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky. January, February, June, or July. So despair, but I don't care when he takes me in his arms. The world is right, all right. I don't care what people think of me. I'm happy, go lucky, they say that I'm plucky, contented and carefree. I don't care if he's a clerk or just a millionaire. Don't try to rearrange me, there's nothing can change me. Lou Holst, Johnson and Olson, the Howard boys, the Cohens and Foys, and that singing fool, Al Jolson. And so, with deep humility, I stand in front of you. I'm proud to play the palace. It's like a dream come true. That is why I'd like to shout it. The two-a-day is back in time.
Judy Garland with the medley Judy at the Palace, a number she had performed at her famous gig at the Palace Theater in New York City in 1951. That medley featured several old vaudeville songs, including Shine On, Harvest Moon, Some of These Days, My Man, and I Don't Care. And that particular recording was made years later on the 1960 album The London Sessions. We'll discuss more of Judy Garland's late career work in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the many late career comebacks for singer Judy Garland this hour. After her triumphant engagement at the Palace Theater in New York in 1951, Judy Garland spent much of the next several years mounting yet another comeback, this time on film. Her new husband, Sid Luft, helped produce and finance her work in the 1954 film A Star Is Born. Just like she did in her live performances at the London Palladium and the Palace Theater, she reached into the past to help mount her comeback. A Star Is Born was a remake of an award-winning 1937 film. It's since gone on to be remade yet again two more times after 1954. And although Garland didn't win any awards for her portrayal of A Star on the Rise, she was famously snubbed for the Academy Award in 1955, her performance on screen was praised by critics, as were the new songs she introduced, like The Man That Got Away from Harold Arlen and Ira Gershwin.
Because of the man that got away. No.
The success of this film comeback led to a recording contract with Capitol Records in August 1955. The same label that produced records for such artists as Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra. Judy Garland released her first album for the label, titled Miss Show Business, on September 26, 1955, just 2 days after a CBS television special of hers aired. This was her first full-length studio album and her first television special, and both were released yet again to rave reviews. 40 million people watched the special, and the album reached the top 10 of the Billboard charts. Both the special and album again recreated parts of her now famous live performances in London and New York.
Oh, weep no more, my lady.
The following year, 1956, Judy created a second television special tied to a second album for Capitol, simply titled Judy. The album featured arrangements by Capitol's house arranger Nelson Riddle, and featured what's considered to be one of her best studio recordings. Let's hear it now. This is Judy Garland in 1956 with Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's Come Rain or Come Shine on Afterglow.
Gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river. Come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, oh, that'd be fine. Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you, come rain or come shine, high as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine, I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things, one of those crazy things. But don't you ever bet me, don't you bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true, gonna be true if you let me, let me, let me, let me, let me, let me love you, let me love you. Come shine. Happy together, unhappy together. Won't that be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny. We're in or we're out of the money. But I'm with you, baby.
Take long to give my heart away. I know it's plain, my heart's in pain. My song couldn't belong to someone feeling gay. Thank you. got a right to sing the blues. Yes, I've got a right, a woman's right. I've got a right to sing the blues. If he asks me, will I stay and never go away? I'll tell him yes. I'll tell him yes. And should hold me fast and whisper, will it last? I'll tell him yes. I'll tell him. Perhaps it would be best if he should go, if he should go.
Some of Judy Garland's best studio work from the late 1950s into the early 1960s. Just now we heard the Dorothy and Andre Previn song, Yes, from her 1960 album, That's Entertainment, arranged there by Jack Marshall. Before that, the Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler song, I Got a Right to Sing the Blues, from the 1957 album, Alone, arranged by Gordon Jenkins. And starting that set, one of her signature studio recordings, Come Rain or Come Shine, from her 1956 album, Judy, arranged by Nelson Riddle. The late 1950s had its ups and downs for Judy Garland. She continued to ride her newfound wave of success, recording more albums for Capitol, starring in more television specials, and performing more extended engagements in places like Las Vegas and Los Angeles. However, she was also dealing with some of the toughest health struggles of her life, nearly dying after suffering from liver failure. By 1960, Garland had yet again turned herself around, setting the stage for yet another comeback. This time, it was to be her most triumphant one yet. On April 23, 1961, she performed her most legendary concert, this time at the famed Carnegie Hall. It's hard to overstate just how magical the night was for people who experienced it. Contemporary reviews in the New York Times called it a religious ritual. The Long Island Daily Press compared Judy to a great faith healer endowed with magical powers, saying, quote, "If the building had caught fire, I think the audience would have perished on the spot rather than leave her." The entire evening's performance was captured on record and released as a double LP for Capitol Records. Judy at Carnegie Hall became the fastest-selling double LP at the time, reaching number one on the Billboard charts for 13 weeks and earning 5 Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year. Garland became the first female artist to win that award. I'll play some excerpts from that memorable night now, beginning with Judy's closer from Act One of the show, a rousing version of the song San Francisco, made famous in 1936 by Jeanette MacDonald for the film San Francisco, all about that city's notorious 1906 earthquake. Here's Judy Garland live at Carnegie Hall in 1961 with San Francisco on Afterglow.
I never will forget Jeanette MacDonald. Just to think of her, it gives my heart a pang. I never will forget how that brave Jeanette just stood there in the ruins and sang. San Francisco, open your golden gate, you'll let nobody wait outside your door. San Francisco, here is your wandering one saying, I wonder no more. Other places only make me love you best. Tell me you're the one in all the Golden West. San Francisco, I'm coming home again, never to roam again, never to roam again. Brooklyn Bridge, London Bridge, and the Bridge of San Luis Rey. But the only bridge that's a real gone bridge is a bridge.
around with his cast falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is me. That's entertainment. The lights on the lady in tights, or the bride with the guy on the side, or the ball where she gives him her all. That's entertainment. The plot can be hot, simply teeming with sex. A gay divorcee who is after her ex. It can be Oedipus Rex, where a chap kills his father and causes a lot of bother. The clerk who is thrown out of work by the boss, who is thrown for a loss by the scourge, who is doing him dirt. The world is the stage. The stage is a world of entertainment. Scene like you see on the screen, a swain getting slain for the love of a queen. Some great Shakespearean scene where a ghost and a prince meet and everything ends in mincemeat. The gag may be waving the flag that began with the Mr. Cohan hip hooray, the American way. The world is the stage. The stage is a world of entertainment.
Judy Garland, live from Carnegie Hall on a memorable evening, April 23rd, 1961. We heard the close of her first set, the song San Francisco, followed by the opening of her second set. That's entertainment. Judy Garland's final years have been much discussed in the media. There's the musical End of the Rainbow, which was remade into the 2019 film titled Judy, starring Renee Zellweger, all about one of her last performances in the months leading up to her death in 1969. Garland was plagued by further health issues, more struggles with addiction, another divorce, and tax troubles in those final years. The decline really began around 1964, after the cancellation of one of her last major successes, her TV show. In 1963, after creating a series of television specials for CBS for nearly a decade, Garland struck a deal with the network to create The Judy Garland Show, a weekly variety show. The series only ran for one season, but has since been considered an important landmark in television history. Judy, of course, sang on the show, which featured such phenomenal showbiz guests as her old MGM buddy Mickey Rooney, Broadway legend Ethel Merman, singers Tony Bennett, Mel Torme, and Peggy Lee, and other musical icons like Lena Horne and Count Basie. One of the most celebrated episodes of the program was Episode 9, taped on October 6, 1963. Here, Judy teamed up with one of the biggest young singers of the day, a 21-year-old Barbara Streisand. It was two generation-defining divas, at the top of their game, meeting for the very first time. One of the most memorable performances in this episode featured Garland taking one of her signature songs, Get Happy, and combining it in counterpoint with one of Streisand's signature songs, a slowed-down version of Happy Days Are Here Again. The result is magical, greater than the sum of its parts. And let's hear it now. This is Judy Garland and Barbara Streisand on The Judy Garland Show in October 1963 with Get Happy and Happy Days Are Here Again on Afterglow.
Forget your troubles.
Happy days.
Come on, get happy.
Are here again.
You gotta change.
Cares above a clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So let's sing a song.
Come on, get happy.
Cheer again.
Get ready.
Happy
for
days
the start
are here again.
a shining together.
Come on, get happy.
Shout it now.
Love
is no
is waiting
one
to take your
who
hand.
Can tout it now.
Shout hallelujah.
So let's tell the world
and just get happy
about it now.
We're
happy
going
days
to the
cross a river, soon your cares will all be gone. There'll be no more from now on. From now on,
forget the drive and just get happy.
I hear again.
You better change
the sky.
Judy Garland and Barbara Streisand in their live television performance on The Judy Garland Show in 1963 with Happy Days Are Here Again and Get Happy. And thanks for tuning in to this close look at the late career of Judy Garland this week on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.